Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, who here hasn't woken up feeling like a pressure cooker ready to explode? Ever felt that annoying voice in your head, constantly judging every little thing you do or don't do? Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, perfectionism, and comparison, it's exhausting. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to navigating this mental chaos? It's called self-compassion, and trust me, it's way more powerful than any fancy meditation app. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving yourself free passes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is feeling down, do you berate them for their mistakes? No way. You offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a chocolate chip cookie, because who doesn't love those? So why don't we extend that same level of care to ourselves? Now let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-compassion like a pro. Number 1. Ditch the inner critic. That harsh voice in your head is just noise. You wouldn't let someone treat you with such negativity, so why allow it from yourself? Instead, challenge those negative thoughts and reframe them into something more supportive. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a yoga guru or meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, but don't get caught up in them. Just observe them like clouds passing by. Number 3. Connect with your values. What truly matters to you? Identify your core values and let them guide your actions. When you live in alignment with your values, you feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment that fuels self-compassion. Number 4. Engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It's about prioritizing activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and help you recharge. Think exercise, healthy eating, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a break to do something you enjoy. And finally, number 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost self-compassion. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These moments of joy add up. Let me tell you a quick story that really highlights the power of self-compassion. Last week, I had a major presentation at work. I spent days prepping, but as the day arrived, my anxiety was through the roof. My inner critic was on overdrive, telling me I wasn't good enough, I'd mess up, and everyone would judge me. But instead of letting those thoughts consume me, I took a deep breath and remembered to be kind to myself. I reminded myself that it's okay to feel nervous, it means I care. I visualized myself succeeding, focusing on my strengths and past accomplishments. When it was time for the presentation, I stumbled over a few words, but I kept going. To my surprise, it went really well. The feedback was positive, and I felt a sense of accomplishment. That experience taught me that self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them with kindness and resilience. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and support, especially from yourself. Practice self-compassion daily, just like you would with your best friend, and watch how it transforms your life. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and show yourself some extra love. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Catch you in the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.